Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Just want to try to maybe connect Emor, Pesach Sheni, and Lag BaOmer a little bit. Maybe a couple messages, maybe one message that goes together. First off, there are a lot of people already starting to shave tonight, so it's already, the Kedusha of the Yontif is already to hold Machlokas, and even Rabbi Simon, I even saw him Thursday afternoon. He was already shaving, got a haircut, which is even a chiddush. Because those who say Thursday night, I saw it on someone on Twitter posted what Chaim Kanievsky said in the name of the Chazon Ish. Was Matri already Thursday night, Lekovet Shabbos, when Lag BaOmer falls out. So Lag BaOmer is already in the air. We'll get there in a few minutes. Pasuk says, Emor al Kohanim, b'nei Aaron, v'amarte aleyam, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So Fein, the Chozer has an amazing idea on this Pasuk. He says, why do you have the words b'nei Aaron? Emor al Kohanim, v'amarte aleyam, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. What is b'nei Aaron coming to teach? So the Chozer said, before you talk about Tamei Meis, you tell the Kohanim, first you have to be B'nai Aaron. First you have to understand, it's not all about the halachos about being a Kohen. First you have to know you have to be like Aaron a Kohen. You have to be Oy Shalom Rodi Shalom, right? We know the Midah, the week of Hod, is Keneged who? It's Keneged Aaron a Kohen, right? Everything in the Parsha is everything in this man, right? Tzadok says that the Parsha, the Kriyas HaTorah is Ma'or this man. So at the end of the day, first and foremost, you want to know what it means to be a Kohen, and it's way before Tumas Meis. First, you have to be B'nai Aaron. But he says an amazing thing. He says, you're going to be involved with a lot of machlokis. A lot of people are going to be coming to you for guidance, spiritual guidance. You're going to write Aaron HaKohen, made a lot of marriages. He made a lot of things much happier between relationships. You have to make sure that you don't get negatively influenced. So many times we hear so many crazy things that people are... Unfortunately, people are in chinuch, people are there, people are here, people there doing kiruv, and you get spiritually downtrodden. Their level of spirituality. They say they're doing mitzvahs, but what happens? They let their guard up, and what happens is that the yitzhar is there and finished. Says the Chozer Lenf, before, and you're going to get involved with these things. You have to be B'nai Aaron. You have to make sure to do mitzvah, make sure to care for them, and make sure that your level of kedusha is not going to be tainted in 1 second. Now, Rabbi Yochum has the same idea. Rabbi Yochum writes in Das Torah, and he says the same idea, just in another pasuk in our parsha. The pasuk says, "V'shamrus mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet." And what does Rashi say this is referring to? It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Gimel Amar Alf. What should they be careful about? V'shamrus mishmarti milechol truma betumas aguf. You should be careful that you shouldn't eat truma betumas aguf. So he says the same idea. You're going to be doing mitzvahs. Make sure that you're not going to have any negative any negative result come out of it. When you teach Torah, there's no gaiva going to come. Or when you're going to be involved in mitzvahs, you do bigur cholim, you're not going to go tell people that you just did bigur cholim for an hour and a half. When you're going to be doing mitzvahs, you're going to be involved in kedusha. Make sure that the positive stays positive, and there's no negativity that infiltrates into it. Moving on now to just the Pesach Sheni. Just an amazing idea I heard from the name of Rabbi Isaac Rice. You know, every other day you always hear about these different people in YU Torah. Rabbi Isaac Rice, beautiful, beautiful Baal Malakit. So he was talking about Pesach Sheni. You know who he is? Yeah? No? Yeah, you know who he is? So he says an amazing idea from the Belz Rebbe, Sar Shalom of Belz. He says, if you look at the pasuk that we say at the Seder, by matzah, Mar, it says, Al matzah sumarom yochluhu. And then you ate matzah and Mar together. So where is that pasuk? Is that pasuk found by Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? Found by Pesach Sheni, right? And I believe it's in Parshas Baal Uscha. Says the Baal Zarebi, says everyone else. What in the world are we talking about Pesach Sheni at the Seder, right? What's going on here, right? Next week's Parshas Ma'anyan and Eitzel, you know, Shemitah Eitzel Arsina. What in the world does Pesach Sheni have to do with the Seder? So the Baal Zarebi said an amazing idea. He says that it has nothing to do with the Seder. It's actually a tefillah to Hashem. Then in 29 days and 30 days, we should be zocha. Right now, we're sitting in Boca Raton, we're having our Seder, but we should be zocha in 29 days, al matzah samarom yochlu. We should be zocha, be able to eat the matzah, be able to have the Karman Pesach on Pesach Sheni. It's an amazing idea. Comes along the Shalom Meshiv, and he finds out that the Belzer Rebbe said that. I'm not sure if he texted him or emailed him, but he heard about the Belzer Rebbe, he said he said this. The Shalom Meshiv said, you're 100% wrong. It's not a tefillah. What did the Shalom Meshiv say? He says, you know, the halach is, the Gemara says in Psachim, that Pesach Sheni only works if some Jews actually gave Pesach, there was a Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni only works if some Jews actually had a Pesach Rishon. So at the end of the day, I apologize, but, you know, it's a Chassidus Shavuot, but it's not the Metzias. So the Belzer Rebbe got it, and he had a response back. The Belzer Rebbe said, He says, no, there's actually Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi that says, different Gemara. Gemara says that if there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash for the Pesach Rishon, but there was a Beis HaMikdash for the Pesach Sheni, you would be allowed to bring it. However, I'm not sure if the Sholmesh got that response back, but the word is that it's actually a Machlokas. The only one that says that you could do that is actually only Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say that even if there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash for Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter if there will be a second Beis HaMikdash, you can't do that. So how's the Belzer Rebbe, right? So Rabbi Isaac Rice, he quoted, I think his name was Rav Dovin Mandelbaum maybe, from Eretz Yisrael. He says an amazing thing. He said, Moshiach's going to come. We know that Rizal says famously that in Machlokas between Beisom and Meshamai, we're going to pass him like Shammai. So before Mashiach, who would you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim? Right, a Yachid against a Rambam, we pass him like the Rabbis. But once Mashiach's going to come, who are we going to be passing like? We're going to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So at the end of the day, the Belzer Rebbe was right. It says Rav David Mandelbaum, but the Belzer Rebbe was right. At the end of the day, even though we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash for the first one, it's a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch that one day that we're going to be zochah. The whole essence of Pesach Sheni is second chance. It's like I heard Rabbi Goldberg write on his blog. It's always continuing going forward, going strong. And that's really the essence of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, right, we know from Shulchan Aruch writes that the same night of the week that Purim falls out in, Lag BaOmer falls out in. Right, this year Purim fell on Motzei Shabbos, and Lag BaOmer also falls on Motzei Shabbos. Right, there's a whole big Chilul Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, Shaila that a lot of people say you shouldn't go, you should go. It's a whole thing. At the end of the day, we see a very strong connection between the essence of Purim and the essence of Lag BaOmer. It's not just a little stomp thing. Okay, right? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a reason why it's there. I want to say that maybe it's the same message. Rabbi Akiva had every reason to throw in the towel. 24,000 students, 24,000 funerals, he had every reason to throw in the towel. But he started again, he started fresh. And not only did he start fresh, he had a Talmud who was able to eclipse all 24,000 of those students, and he had a Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He had someone who was able to build up the Torah Sanistar, and he's all over he's probably one of the more famous Tanaim. But at the end of the day, that's the whole essence of Lag BaOmer. That even a person doesn't throw in the towel, even when things are hard, a person always has that outlook of Pesach Sheni, of continuing forward, of that desire of tefillah, al matz tomrom yichlu. It's not just something I'm saying, it's a tefillah, says the Belzer Rebbe. And a member of Weimar quoted, and I've seen this a lot, why is it that, fire is a big deal in Lag BaOmer? Everyone's making bonfires. I don't know, we'll have a big bonfire here, but literally, I remember going to Meiron. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, and like, there's not a place on Highway 1 where you don't see fires everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of the day, Rav Weinberger quoted this already by Purim, but he says, if you take Yisrael, right, Yisrael's Gematria 540, and you take Eish is Gematria 301, what are you left with? 541 minus 301, you're left with 240. What's 240? 240 is a malik. When a person takes the fire out of a Jew, and takes a person not to believe in himself, and you know, at the end of the day, just to throw in the towel, then it's a malik. But if a person uses the ish, then you have the Yisrael. Then you have the ability to be able to go forward. And I think that's a tremendous, tremendous lesson, and I think it's something that's very, very important. Just to be able to close with one story. I saw this, Rav Weinberger used this on the Shabbos of Godot Joshua, but I think it's very apropos. He said that the Rebbe Rayatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, was before he became Rebbe, he was a menahel of a Lubavitch Chabad yeshiva. And what happened was there was a certain boy who wasn't learning so well, like the famous Netziv story, and they wanted to. But assuming he wasn't doing such great things, they wanted to throw him out of the yeshiva. He wasn't sure what to do, and he was the menahel. So who did he go to? He went to his father. He went to the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe, and gave him all the details, and he asked him what to do. So he said it was right before Pesach, and he told him that, you know, yeshiva is going to be open during Pesach. I want him to be in charge to get rid of all the chametz and all the dorm rooms. I want him to be in charge of organizing all the meals for the yeshiva. He should be in charge. Rabbi Rayatz writes in the letter that it was mamish from Haman to Mordechai before and after Pesach. So he asked his father after, why was that your etza that he should be involved in getting rid of the chametz and making sure getting being involved with all the food. So the Rabbi Rashab said, when a person's involved with mitzvahs, when a person is involved with caring for other people and caring for mitzvahs, all the chametz goes away. All the chametz goes away, and the light's able to come in. So Hashem should bless us. Number one, we should remember these ideas of the chosid v'rechem. And when we're doing positive things, when we're doing mitzvahs, to make sure that yitzhar doesn't get involved. And at the end of the day, when chas v'shalom, if we do sin, if we do mess up, there's always the Pesach Sheni. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're really genuine, we're really sincere, we really want a second chance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us that second chance. And we're going to paskin like as Hashem, like Rabbi Yehuda, be able to remember this message that it's not stam that the same night of the week that Purim falls out in, Lag BaOmer falls on, because it's the same message, it's the same theme. So Hashem should bless us that whether we're going to be in Meiron or in Yerushalayim or in Boca, we should remember this message of Hashem going forward. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a happy early Lag BaOmer. Shoyach. Yeah.